got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's in the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Swings down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it. Post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the flat to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, Faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, we are live for the fastest 15 minutes of your day, man. Good morning to some of you out there on the East Coast. Good evening to you on the West Coast. And good day to you no matter where you are, all right? I'm your guy, Mike Andrews. If it's your first time here on the YouTube page and you have never seen a March Madness episode, make sure you guys follow the directions popping up at the bottom of the screen. All you gotta do is type your questions and we'll get the answering, okay? 15 minutes of nonstop question answering. Here we go. Danny Albright says here, what do you think about the new kickoff rule? Wayne and I talked about it a little bit earlier today, and I thought I had a good grasp of it, but there's a little twist on there that I didn't quite understand until afterwards. I think I like a little bit more than I like the part that I understood more better. I think it's weird for the whole 5 yards apart for the coverage team and the blocking team, and I think we're going to see a lot more scores. I just think that the NFL is going to happen to find guys. You're going to want small guys that can get between some tackles. And once they get to that first line of defense, there's no one back there but the kicker. I think that's very, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how teams play. Do they back up when contact is made with the ball, when the ball hits the strike zone? It's going to be very, very interesting. You can even do some onside kicks based off of how these rules are defined. So if the ball lands in a certain zone, that's when the players are allowed to move, or if it makes contact in certain places. If the ball goes out the back of the end zone, you are penalized for going out of bounds. You basically get the ball all the way up at the 40-yard line if it bounces too early or too late. But if it happens in this little strike zone area, the ball is put, you know, further back at like the 30 or the 20 or something. I forget what it is. It was a whole bunch. Oh, wait. I know what it is. I got it. There is a way that you can do the fair catch, but it's not like just grab the ball and you're okay now. All right, here we go. The kicking team, other than the kicker, cannot move until the ball hits the ground or a player in the landing zone. All players on the receiving team in the setup zone cannot move until the kick has hit the ground or a player in that landing zone. Any kick that hits in the landing zone must be returned. If it lands in that landing zone, they have to return the ball. Any kick hits before the landing zone is a touchback to the 40. If a kick hits in the landing zone, rolls into the end zone, it is down. It's a touchback to the 20. So you're being encouraged to make the ball hit the ground, bounce into the end zone, and they say, you know what, I can't bring this out. I'm going to get smashed. And you get it at the 20. So that is the best case scenario. If a kick lands in the end zone or goes out the back, it's a touchback to the 35. So it can be anywhere from the 20 to the 35 or the 40 without them returning the ball. I think we're going to see a lot more returns, and I think we're going to see more injuries to the kickers trying to make the score-saving tackle. So we'll see how it plays out. Did you see the new Bad Boys movie preview? Oh man, they got the preview for Bad Boys 4. I have not seen it. Scott, man, you were breaking news to me. I'm gonna have to watch this as soon as we get off of here. So, boom, there it is. Bad Boys 4. I hated the third one. The second one was okay. The first one was the best, you know, top 10 movie of all time, in my opinion. But I am going to go see this, so I might as well go ahead and check out the preview. One of my favorite movies ever. All right. DJ Malone says, Mike, miss me? Of course, man, always. How are you and the family doing? We are well. Everyone in my house is asleep right now, including the dog, which is unusual because my son is usually up, even though it's past his bedtime. And my dog is usually like pacing back and forth between where I am and where my wife is laying down. But no one's out with me today. But we're all doing really, really well. He says, do you have a favorite mythology? Favorite mythology? I used to really, really like Greek mythology. Like, I just loved reading about all the different gods and things like that. And Poseidon and, Athena. It was, Greek mythology was really, really fun. I've gotten out of it for a long time. But even movies and stuff based on that, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So probably Greek mythology. It's like my favorite one. Do you think it'll get to a point where Kyle's impatience and narcissism will put him on the hot seat? Hashtag, let's take six. Yes, I do. Something happened this week that people are missing, hasn't really been talked about a lot, but Jed York is making steps to actually becoming the owner and not just a CEO or figurehead or anything like that, but he's gone out there and, I don't know, majority of the shares or something. I don't know exactly what it was that he did, but Jed York is taking steps and getting the team from his aunt, and he will be the owner. No one to answer to, no shoulder to look over, and everyone has a breaking point. So it is possible that something could happen with Kyle and it will get him in the hot seat with Jed. But I think Jed is very, I think, I don't know this to be true or anything. I haven't talked with him. I think Jed is very understanding and very communicative. I think he'll speak and talk to Kyle along the way before it gets to a breaking point. So hopefully it doesn't ever get there. What do you think about banning the hip drop tackle? I think this is going to do wonders for the NFL as far as yards and scoring. And I even think that slants now are all of a sudden going to be fantastic plays that everyone's going to be doing. These short throws across the middle, when you go to tackle these guys, if you're not hitting them head on, anything from the side or from behind, you're going to be in for it. You are going to be in for it. You can't reach and grab. It's a horse collar. You can't grab and drop your weight to bring them down. That is a hip tackle. I don't really know what your options are other than run faster than them and get in front of them and meet them head to head and lift and drive. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting year in the NFL. Yards are going to be all skewed because of the return and the kickoff return. And then, kickoff return and then the tackle ban. If you had to live your whole life staying the same age, at what age would you choose? I wonder if I stay that age, does the world stay the age that they are when I'm at that age also? So like if I picked right now and my youngest child is six, does she stay six forever or do I stay this age forever and they continue to grow? If the world continues to age around me, I would probably pick like where I am right now, 40. If the world, that's with the world continuing to age around me. So everyone's going to continue to get older, but I stay that age. I would pick where I am right now at 40. If the whole world stands still, oh man, I don't want my kids to be stuck being children forever. So I would probably be old and let them be adults. But not like super, super adults where like, it's like, dang, man, another bill and mortgage and car payment and kids and why did I ever want to grow up, right? So maybe like another 10 years from now, maybe 50. Hope that answered that question for you. That's a very interesting question, man. Good question, Omar. David M. says, what's going on, Mike? Not much. Did you see Nick Wright's crazy suggestion that the Niners should offer Purdy for the number one pick and draft Caleb Williams? Your thoughts? I did not see this. And it's a very interesting take considering that Nick Wright never really spoke highly of Purdy. Why does he think that Purdy would warrant the number one overall pick? That's interesting. I can't believe he said that. That's funny. If that's the case, and, you know, if that were to be the case, it would be interesting. I'll say that. It would be interesting. And the Niners would have to redo a lot of stuff in their quarterback room. I don't think Chicago would go for that. I don't think Chicago would think that Purdy was that kind of franchise-altering quarterback. I don't think. You never know who likes who. But the Niners putting all their eggs in the basket again for a first-round quarterback, they would have to go and get some veteran backups, not just Joshua Dobbs, not Brandon Allen, like someone that they want to be here in a worst-case scenario type of situation. They would have to go after a Sam Darnold or a Jimmy Garoppolo or someone that Kyle trusts to win a couple of games in the absence of Purdy. But who knows? You know, who freaking knows? What just happened here? Okay. My smart TV just turned off. But yeah, I'm very surprised that he would even say something like that. David is back again. He says, start, bench, cut. Here we go. Welker, Edelman, or Cup? Oh, this is going to be easy for me. I am not impressed with guys who have this little flash in the pan 1 year. All right, now I'm the man. No. All right. I'm going to start Edelman, bench Welker, and cut Cooper Kupp. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, no, the order is the right way, the way it is. You want to go with Welker, Edelman. But I always liked Julian Edelman a little bit more than Wes Welker. I always felt like he was tougher. Plus, and I know Welker worked for the 49ers as a wide receivers coach. I don't really know what he did while he was here. I don't know that he helped anybody get better or improve, right? So I heard that he was beefing with Ayuk and all that kind of stuff. So sorry, sir. You're on the bench now. Yeah, that's right. I'm standing up for my man BA. Huh? So yeah, and Cup, no, you go sit down. You're sleeping with the enemy. All right. You're lucky I didn't like end your career. All right. You're out of here. So you're definitely cut. All right. Listen, man, if you guys don't have any more questions, I'm going to get out of here. You guys feel free to type another question really quick. That's what I got to do. I have to look up this Bad Boys trailer. I'm so excited to see this. I won't watch it on the air because, you know, it's illegal. But it doesn't mean I don't want to. I'm so excited. Bad Boys 4 trailer. Look, it just showed up. It's right there. Ride or die. I hope one of them die in this one. I know that sounds bad, right? But like when Mike got shot at the beginning of the third one, I was like, oh my God, they killed him. But what about all the commercials I saw? So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Here it is right here. Look at that, the official trailer. All right, well, check it out, man. Look like Martin lost some weight for it and everything, man. That's so good for them. That is so good for them. All right, the scary thing, that's not a question in there. Miss Debbie says, favorite card game? Oh, Miss Debbie, it's Spades, I think. There's this version of Uno that we got recently called No Mercy, and that's really fun. Like, there's no skill involved in that. Someone puts down a card, and they just take all of your cards. Like, it's a wild, wild game. Like, anything can happen. But that's up there. That's quickly going up. My wife and I play this version of Rummy that we really only play together. Every once in a while, we'll introduce someone else to it. Rummy is always fun, but the way that we play up to 5,000 points, and there's a lot of ways to get points in the game, so that's a fun one. But spades is my favorite. Now, I will say that a lot of people have told me, if you ever learn to play Bidwiz, Mike, you'll never want to play spades again. And that kind of scares me, because I am a very aggressive, manipulative, calculated spades player. And if Bidwiz can make me tap into that even more, oh man, that game would be a lot of fun, but I've never learned to play it, so I would have to check it out. Mark is in here. He says, OG Big Mike, do you ever wonder what could have been with Hurd? All the time, man. All the time, man. My man was like just a phenomenal freaking athlete. Height, weight, speed, I can't say physically built for the game because obviously the injuries, right? But former running back turned wide receiver. I mean, he was everything I wanted to see in a wide receiver, man. Definitely one of my favorite draft prospects that didn't make it. Does Ayuk's ascension to a wide receiver one go more towards Hankerson as a wide receiver coach or better QB play? I'm going to say QB play, because Ayuk has been running routes. He's been a good blocker. And the reason I'm going to attribute it to QB play is because of the way you worded this. I'm going to have to go with that one. But I think the rest of the team was just so good around Ayuk, it opened things up. Ayuk finished the season at damn near 18 yards a reception. And his next closest season was almost 4 yards a pop, less than that. And with him being physically the same guy, that means that something opened up for you. And he alluded to it 2 seasons ago when he says, I'm the fourth wide receiver and I still got over 1,000 yards. Yeah, they were focused on a lot of other people, and you still were a 1,000-yard receiver. So I'm going to say QB play, but it's definitely the players and people around him. Is it GG's for Diddy? GG's. Good games. Something goners. I don't know. It looks like it's a wrap for Puff. I don't know what's going to happen, but it looks like it is a wrap for Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Papa Diddy, Puffa, whatever you want to call him. It's over. That's what it looks like. I'm not here to convict anybody before anything happens. We will see what happens. Definitely going to keep our ears to the streets on that one. Guys, I want to thank you all for your participation. You guys were a fantastic group, as always. Miss Debbie says Bidwiz is a great game. I believe it. I hear it all the time. So I got to look it up, how to play it. And I want to get into it, maybe. I don't want to fight with people, though. So we'll see. I'm going to get out of here, though. I appreciate you guys. Same time, same place tomorrow. You got your 15 minutes of questions and answers. So I got to go home. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we them nothing but